Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is your Youth Forum, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America on Tuesday, December 8th, 2015. I'm Tungameli Nkomo.
And I am Tatenda Gumbo.
First, I would like to apologize for failing to bring you yesterday's news bulletin due to technical issues. The glitch is sincerely regretted.
And tonight we examine the issue of human rights ahead of Human Rights Day commemorations this Thursday.
So let's get talking on our social media platforms. Find us on Facebook at VOA Studio 7 or on Twitter at Studio 7 VOA. We can also get things going on WhatsApp, and the number is 001-202-465-0318.
And of course, if you want to contribute live on air, give us a call right now on 001-202-619-2077. Again, that number is 001-202-619-2077, and we will call you right back.
We are also streaming live on the internet at voazimbabwe.com or voandebele.com, as well as on voashona.com.
Zimbabwe will join other world nations Thursday to mark Human Rights Day amid growing concerns about the government's continuing violations of civil liberties. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is challenging everyone to, quote, recommit to guaranteeing the fundamental freedoms and protecting the human rights of all, end quote. Activists say the abduction and disappearance of Itai Dzamara 9 months ago is a clear indication of the hazards that Zimbabweans face when they dare challenge President Robert Mugabe's authority.
The youth in particular want the government to guarantee their rights, be they economic, social or political. They are also demanding priority treatment in government programs such as the National Economic Empowerment Strategy launched by Youth Minister Patrick Juao last week.
And of course, as usual, as every Tuesday in Tunga, we hope that our listeners out there will give us a call, send us messages on WhatsApp and on text, and that way we can get your take and find out what you think about the issue of human rights and the youth in Tunga.
Indeed, emakhaya lingaba litshona njani ukudibana lamhlanje kuhlelo The Connection, uhlelo lwabasakhulayo lapho sikhangela khona ukunanzwa kwendaba zamalungelo oluntu. Siyazi ngolwesine lilanga le World Human Rights Day. Kodwa ke sithe siphathe lolu daba lamhlanje kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo lanxa ke lingakafiki lelo langa abasakhulayo abaningi bakhala ngokuthi amalungelo abo kananzwa njalo kalondolozwa ngendlela nguhulumende weZimbabwe. Lithini bontanga abasakhulayo khona ngapho emakhaya edolobheni koBulawayo eHarare kubochitungwiza eGwanda ePlum Tree phela lisitshayele ucingo sixoxeni uhlelo ngolwenu sikhona njalo ku WhatsApp ku number ezithi 001-202-465-0318. Kwaziwayo watereri kusangana kumu chirongwa chenyu, chirongwa cheve chidiki, chirongwa The Connection. Nasi nyaya iri mugango inyaya yeku cherechezo kwezuware World Human Rights Day. Chori iro richange richi cherechezwa nenyika zepasi rose nemsi weChina. Saka ndiyo nyato kukurukura nezvayo nasi muchirongwa tichitarisa kuti sevechidiki vemuZimbabwe muri kugutsikana here nenzira hurumende iri kufambisa nayo kodzero dzenyu. Saka chirongwa ndechenyu vechidiki tiridzirei runhare tikurukure pano pachirongwa. Mugona kutibata zvekare paWhatsApp panamba dzinoti 001-202-465-0318. 18.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, then, Tunga. And of course, this year's Human Rights Day will be commemorated this Thursday. But this year is devoted to the launch of a year-long campaign for the 50th anniversary of two international covenants on human rights. That is the International Covenant on Economic, Social, and Cultural Rights and the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights, which were adopted by the United Nations General Assembly on December 16th, 1966. Of course, in Tunga, as we spoke earlier, those rights there, the economic, social, cultural, civil, and political rights all fall under the realm of young people in Zimbabwe, which many are saying are not sure where they lie on the scale of rights, and then also saying that they don't feel that their rights are being protected by the Constitution.
Well said, Ms. T. Who do we have as our guests today?
Mm-hmm. I think on the line right now, we have Lovemore Chinoputsa, who is the MDC Youth Secretary the MDC Changira Youth Secretary. Lovemore, thank you so much for joining us on the program this evening. Hello, well, Lovemore. Thank you so much. And Tunga, we also have Masim. Good. Just hold on the line there. We'll come right back to you. We're also joined by Masimba Kuchera, who's an economist, joining us on the line in Harare. Masimba, thank you for joining us this evening on The Connection. Yes, thank you there. So he's an economic analyst.
Indeed. Thanks there, Mr. Kuchera, for joining us. And let's get the ball rolling. Zimbabwe joins the rest of the world in commemorating Human Rights Day on Thursday. What's your sense, Mr. Kuchera, on the issue of human rights in Zimbabwe?
There is a lot of work that needs to be done in terms of human rights in Zimbabwe, especially when we look at it from economic, social, and cultural rights. There are of rights that Zimbabweans are being denied by virtue of a broken fiscal system, by virtue of a stagnant economy, by virtue of a government sometimes that also does not regarding of these rights. So there is a lot that can be done by our government to improve the situation. It's unfortunate that when you look at the fact that people, for instance, are not able to, they don't have enough to spend what we call disposable income. When you look at the high tax rates that this government bases on people, that's a violation of their rights. So there is a lot that the government can do, but the government is not in some instances is not to do.
Mm-hmm. And let's come to you, Lovemore Chinoputsa. If you can just give us your take on the issue of human rights in Zimbabwe, or how do you see it at this moment?
Well, thank you, Tatiana. I think our country is actually lagging very much as far as the respect of human rights is concerned. If you look especially at the young people, there are several rights that we think we should be accorded by virtue of us being citizens of this country. But you see that of late, nothing has been coming our way. If you look at the right, the right to freedom of association itself and the freedom to speech, it has cost one of us, you know, for almost a year now, we don't know where it is, simply because we chose to spoke against the evil regime of Robert Mugabe. If you look at the right to education, it's not been accorded to all young people in this country. Many people have failed to access education. Many people have failed to go to university because they cannot afford. Many people have dropped out of school because they cannot afford. And look at our rights again, especially if you look at around the issues that Comrade Kuchera was talking about, the right to employment itself. it's a right that we no longer think is rich in as far as Mabunyan people are concerned. Because so many of us are unemployed, many of us have finished the universities, many of us have finished colleges. We cannot be employed by our government. So it's really a glowing picture as far as the coding of our rights is concerned. It's not a good situation, and it would need all of us to sit down and see how best we can accomplish this situation.
Mnumzana kuchera ngiphenduke kuwe indikimba yalonyaka ikhuluma ngodaba lwamalungelo oluntu kwezenotho. Kuyini esikhuluma ngakho lapha nxa sikhangela amalungelo oluntu kwezenotho?
Nakhangela amalungelo oluntu kwezenotho sikhangele ukuthi umuntu unelungelo yini elokuthi abe nenhlalakahle, kunelungelo yini elokuthi abe nomsebenzi okwenza izinzuzo, kunelungelo yini elokuthi abe nemfundo ngoba into lezi ziyathengwa, kunelungelo yini elokuthi ukuthi athenge izinto ukudla okweneleyo. So sizabona ukuthi khathesi lapho eZimbabwe ngibangelwa yikungahlaliseki empilweni, kubangelwa njalo ngokuthi uhulumende wethu engeke aqakathekisi amalungelo anjengalawo. Sibona njengani akula lungelo elikhona abantu abalaimali ezokuthi basebenzise imithelo yangikhona esingabaphathekisi aqonge kakhulu okokuthi umuntu uyasala engenalutho. So khonokho yiyuva eletha esingathi kakhulu nxa sikhangele ukuthi uhulumende lo uyabe sithi yena uyahlonipha amalungelo abantu. Nxa ungambuza uhulumende uyabe sithi abantu banawo amalungelo ukuthi bayafanisa ukuthi bazihambele esaladeni. Kodwa noma umuntu engenamali eyokuthi aziphilise yena aphile kungela butsotsi, kungela-corruption, so kuthiwa ukuthi ilungelo lakhe lapha alisahambi kahle.
Siyabonga Mnumzana Kuchera. We are also joined by human rights lawyer and Mandela Washington Fellowship alumni Kennedy Masiye. Mkoma Masiye, muripo here? Tiripostereki mapinda muchirongwa titarise nyaya yeko zero zevanhu iyi aino kutambotaura edu earlier asi taurirai veruzhinji kana tichitarisa vechidiki mayouth nenyaya dzekodzero dzevanhu muri gweta vanomaziva here vanoziziva kodzero dzavo here vechidiki?
Vechidiki kuziva kodzero dzavo ndingati zvangoudzwa munziva kodzero dzavo but kuti dzinobatika sei ipapo ndopandinoona senge asingazivi kuti kodzero dzavo dzakambomira sei ende kuti dzinowanika papi. Ndichitaura vechidiki ndinoti diki ndinonyanyanyanya ndechekuti kusava ne yatingati ruzivo kana kuti kuda kuziva kana kuda kuti tiverengewo kuti ino umbiro wedu remutemo wevanhu vemuzimbabwe rakambomira sei. Handioni senge kuti kuda maybe vamwe vakawanda vanoziva ofuti kuti iwo kodzero dzakambomira sei pasi rese because ne yatinoti united nothing charter neyaanotinoti maeconomic social and cultural rights vatinoti vanhu vakawanda vanonyatso kuziva kuti kana chimbotaura panyaya yekodzero dzakadaro izvo chimbonyanyotaura nezvazvo ichindiona senge kuti hapana kunyatsojeka nevechidiki kuti kana chitaura pamusoro pekodzero dzevanhu dzakamira sei bcause kana chitaura futi chinyanyotaura nevamwe vechidiki uchitaura dzekodzero dzevanhu kunyanyanya vaya vanenge ari nzvimbo dzakati
the Kumarua. Now,
Okay, tinotenda mukoma masiera mbai makabata. I would like to apologize to our listeners. Our phones seems to be terrible. I'm really wondering if they can hear our show clearly. But nevertheless, si lomlalele ecingweni omnumzana Evans Gumbo. Mukoma Evans makadi.
Yeah, ndi ntungamela inkomo.
Zvirofamba here?
Kuna wadi kufamba mukoma. Moramba
makashinga mukoma Evans.
Kunoti nzara kukati zuva kukati mvura yekumwa chaichaiyo.
Zvichanaka mukoma Evans. Saka mapina muchirongwa ngati taurei nenyaya yekodzero. Muri kuionawo sei?
Nyaya yekodzero dzevanhu inyaya nyaya yekodzero dzevanhu inyaya iri kukanganisa mararamiro eRHDK. Takanangana nekuti makuriro eRHDK akakukanganisa nenyaya yekodzero kuti tikatarisa kuti vana vari kuchikoro vari pasi pe8 years havachakwanisi kucontroli kana vabereki vavo. You see, at the end of the day, chakadai hanzi kune kodzero, chakadai kune kodzero, chakadai umviri mutemo kuti zvakati. Saka nyaya yekodzero dzevanhu ndeimwe yenyaya iri kukanganisa upenyu, but at the same time tikatarisa pa national level kodzero vanhu dzakanaka, asi kuti iri kukanganisa kukura kwevechidiki.
Aha, ko tichitarisawo kuti pane anonzi maeconomic rights aya anosanganisira kuti semunhu wechidiki uwanikwewo nekodzero yekuwana basa munyika mako uchishanda uchitsvagirawo mhuri yako cheuviri. Mungati sevechidiki muri dziri kuremekedzwa here nehurumende kodzero dzenyu panyaya dzezveupfumi apa?
Tidziropenia hapana maeconomic rights ishiftable on paper but on ground ka nothing is materializing.
Asi ndira henyu mberi mko.
Asi kuti maeconomic rights avepo panofanira kunge pane mapolitical rights afanira ndakagadzirika. Why? Economy and politics work hand in hand in hand.
Aiwa, maita basa mukoma Evans kumwenezuko muene usiku hwakanaka.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That there was Mukoma Evans talking about the connection between the economy or economics and politics. We'll come to you, Masimba Kuchera, on that point there. What Mukoma Evans was just saying. There's also, of course, what we spoke on earlier in Tunga, the National Economic Empowerment Strategy recently launched. That is an empowerment strategy owing to young people, obviously, and also the indigenization process. Do you see this plan working for young Zimbabweans, Masimba?
Well, you see, the challenge is that most of these plans they've taken a political slant. So, if you are not a member of, in this case, the MPF, you are least likely to benefit from the government money. You have not read in a very long time, a situation where the country and the leadership looks beyond the political line. So there are some young people that are going to be facilitation to also abuse the facility. And they're also going to be genuine beneficiaries. But because of the political polarization that our country has, we find that not as many young people will benefit from such arrangements. I think that the challenge clearly is that we seem to be operating on whether we are a good friend of the people, but if we are not there, we are most likely not going to be immediately confident. You need to be literate, you need to be. So some of these things, we then not operate on the professionalism that is required to be able to help people. Then we use previous experience, like the youth fund, for instance, and other facilities that are there are a lot of people now up in the UNICEF as well, because he says he wants to prosecute those who limited to the UNICEF. But look, it should be common cause that you can't be broader if you don't even accept to the same time. You shouldn't be even considering it to be broader. Because if you broader on the account that you want to return the body for the other people, then you run away from it. There's no reason why the long arm of the nation, et cetera. So actually, probably, can have an indication if they know they are going in a different direction, and whether the minister will decide to act upon what he has promised to say people will be arrested, people will be arrested in the court of law. If that happens, then we are in following a good direction, but it's highly unlikely because the political system that you have
Thank you there, Masimba. If we can just ask you just to move just a little bit. We're hearing you, but just barely. Not sure if it's the issue with the phone there or maybe the connection, but if you can just move a bit and we'll come back to you. Thank you so much.
The connection as in the phone connection, not the show.
Not
right?
The show.
Okay.
Indeed.
See, tereri parunare mkoma Donald. Good journey, mkoma Donald.
I think we know this one.
Mkoma Donald. My goodness, we lost Donald,
yeah.
But. He's an avid listener. He'll be right back.
I'm very sure. Yes, indeed.
Yeah. Mkoma love mo muri parunari. Hello, mkoma love mo. Hello, love mo. Mkoma love mo murundi zoeri.
Yes, beribo.
Okay, ndikuti nini saka Zimbabwe ichibatana nezimwe nyika. Zimbabwe ichibatana nezimwe nyika nemusi weThursday. Pakurangarira zuva iri. Ndezvipi zvamunoda kuona zvichigadziriswa nehurumende panyaya dzekodzero dzevanhu izvi? Hello, mkoma love mo, murundi zoire.
I think we might have to call him back there. If our producers can just call him back, I think some issues.
Taura, enyu mkoma.
I think we have to call. There's a major delay on that line,
yeah,
so let's call him back if that's okay. Bantunga, while we wait for Love More to come back on the line, let's read just a quick few messages coming from our WhatsApp. We have Tinashe who says human rights are not enjoyable because of a brutal state. As youth, we as youth, we need to enjoy our civil liberties. Asi wana Mugabe waramba. There's John who says, people in Zimbabwe have no rights since we are not allowed to say the truth about the ZANU-PF party. We can lose our lives. They have no fear. We are also still wondering what happened to innocent people like Zamara. And of there's Joseph here who says human rights will never see the light of day in Zim. Human rights violations, intimidation and harassment of citizens keep the so-called leaders in power. And of course, alleged disappearance and abduction of Itai Zamara there from John's comment.
Indeed. Ngize kuwe mnumzana kuchera. Zimbabwe ibambana lamanye amazwe njengolwesine kuthakazeleleni. Kumbe kunanzeni ilanga lamalungelo oluntu leli kuyini ngathanda ukubona uhulumende kulungisisa
ukuthi uhulumende nga ethakazelela amalanga anjengalawo angenzi ikhulumo nje ukungena ekuhlelini lapho lokho akuthiwe nxa ethakazelela imikhosi enjengaleyo siyambona umongameli wethu ehamba e-United Nations uyosayina amathetha nafana uyasayina imithetho ethi lathi sizaya phakathi yoth imithetho ekhona kodwa yasethi yena ekhaya siyabe singamboni siyenza lokho akumele enze njengomongameli so esingafuna ukuthi sikubone yokuthi uhulumende angabi nguhulumende okhulumayo kuphela ngike ngakhuluma ngeukuthi yileto yilo action took only ukuthi uhulumende wethu ugcele ngeleto no action took only ukuthi uyakhuluma nje uyakhuluma into eyithakazile nokuthi akaeleathi nawo uhulumende bafanele akhuluma kodwa siyabe singaboni lutho oluphumayo lakhamba so kumele uhulumende ame ukhuluma lijala ake a-acte sibone ukuthi uzovela mgobela.
Siyabonga mnumzana kuchera ungayikatshana. Silo mlaleli ecingweni mnumzana Lloyd Ncube koBulawayo. Ncube kunjani?
Ngiyaphila linjani ba?
Hayi siyaphila. Wazwakala kakuhle kangaka okhona apha e-DC ba?
Hayi ukuthi umhlobo wakhona vele uyazwakala kakhulu.
Okay, asungenile ehlelweni Ncube. Kusiphathise sikhuluma indaba yamalungelo.
Indaba yamalungelo ukuthi ngibe ngingazisanga kuhle kuhle ukuthi
sikhangela indaba yamalungelo lapha ngolwesine lilanga le-Human Rights Day. So sikhangela ukuthi eZimbabwe indaba yamalungelo imi njani. Ungathi uhulumende uyawananza na amalungelo oluntu?
Amalungelo oluntu kananzi uhulumende ngendlela esiphila ngayo. Kunzima kakhulu.
Cha Ncube, ngendlela eliphila ngayo ngapi kwangikhona njani kwezenotho ipolitics kumbe konke kuhlangene
yonke into nje vele kayimanga kahle.
Aha, hayi
ngathi
yebo qhubeka
ngathi ngathi uyakhanyela imisebenzi eyayithenjisiwe akulayivini owodwa kwehlula nje okwakukhona kudala ulibani okuyimali khona okuyabe kukhona banika abantu nje ukuthi babhembe noma endleleni bathole ukuzincedisa kakula.
Aha, hayi siyabonga ukungena uhlelo mnumzana Ncube khona ngapho koBulawayo.
Mm-hmm. AKA DC. Lai Nacho was very, very nice there. But of course, we'd like to say goodnight to our radio listeners. But we are streaming live indeed right now on the internet at voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com, or voaindebele.com. And Ntunga, to our guests, what should they do?
They should please stay on the line. Mkoma Masimbaku Chera and Mkoma Kenneth Masie.
Mm-hmm.
Please do stay on the line. We'll be right back.